MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 13, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Development headlines are news today in Salem, Lynn, and Gloucester.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Patriots will be hosting the Chiefs on Sunday, and the Northeastern Conference high school hockey season opens up tonight. Rick?
Thanks, Bill. Sunny today, high near 40. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:58 a.m. and 11:40 p.m. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll was back in Salem yesterday. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports today that she was there to announce that Salem and Lexington are the first two communities in the state to comply with the MBTA Communities Law. This law requires cities and towns with public transportation to have one zoned area for multifamily housing that is permitted by right. Salem State Representative Manny Cruz was at that meeting in Salem and tells MSO News about the progress being made in the city.
Salem and Lexington are the first two communities to comply with what is known as the MBTA Communities Law, which requires municipalities that have some type of MBTA transit-related property to develop housing and submit a plan in compliance with the state. And we are well above compliance. We're proactive. And that type of, I think, partnership between the city and the state is possible because the folks that are at the table are working towards similar goals. So we have a lot of cohesion and, I think, respect for each other as colleagues. And I think having the lieutenant governor who is previously served as a mayor, certainly advantageous for Salem, but really for our region and for the whole state. I think I'm always in awe of Lieutenant Governor Driscoll's ability to be able to relay to folks on the ground level that she was one of them, right? She was a mayor in a city where there's accountability every single day in the corner office. You're fixing potholes, you're passing school budgets, and her leadership has really, I think, emerged throughout the state.
Our website will be posting a complete in-depth interview today with State Representative Manny Cruz. The Lynn City Council last night gave the green light to the South Harbor Project. James Jennings is reporting in the Daily Item that the project will bring an 850-unit mixed-income apartment complex, along with commercial space, to a Lynn waterfront property. Lynn City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre told the council last night that among the many reasons to support the project, increased revenue for the city should be considered.
This is a 10% tax break. It's the first one I'm going to vote on. I've never given a tax break, Caldwell and all the rest. This will be the one that I support, not because I like to give out tax breaks, but when you see the scale and scope of this magnitude of a project, you're talking about a $400-plus, $450 million investment and a 10% tax break in return over the course of 20 years. Right now, that land is generating a paltry $60,000 for us per year. That's immediately going to skyrocket to millions as we build up to the three phases. And over the course of 30 years, the number being tossed around is $120 million in commercial property revenue.
LaPierre added that he hears from residential taxpayers looking for tax relief, and this project provides some answers for homeowners.
Without the commercial tax base coming into our city, there is no answer to reduce or maintain the residential tax base. Your bills are going to remain the same every quarter as you continue to pay them because we are now a 90-10 city. And what I mean by 90-10 simply, we've got about 10% commercial industry in our city, and the burden is falling on 90% of our Lynn taxpayers and homeowners. That is really out of kilter, and this is just the beginning of trying to chip away at that ratio.
That's Lynn City Councilor at Large Brian LaPierre speaking at the City Council meeting last night that is posted on lynntv.org. The City of Gloucester is seeing the impact of $23 million of COVID-19 fiscal recovery funds. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times that some of the projects are improved sidewalks in the city, support for the secondary wastewater treatment facility, money for the Affordable Housing Trust, and investments in open spaces, including upgrades at Stage Fort Park. The latest news on the planned expansion of Whittier Tech comes from Newburyport and its city council meeting. Jim Sullivan writes in today's Daily News that there was a standing room crowd last night for a meeting with Whittier Tech Superintendent Maureen Lynch and the city council. She was there to tell the council why they needed a new school and that addressing school building needs has been in discussion since 2016. Lynch got some pushback from the public as residents could be facing a Proposition 2.5 override to fund the school construction. In Essex, a car flipped over and landed in a brook early Monday morning. The Gloucester Times reports that first responders were dispatched to the Pond Street Bridge. Firefighters were able to free the driver who refused treatment. Rockport's Christmas pageant will take place this Saturday. A reenactment of the story of the birth of Christ, the pageant is scheduled to begin at Rockport's Dock Square at 5 p.m. Bill Newell on sports is next, and then stay tuned for North Shore Today Extra, featuring Swampscott hockey coach Gino Fea.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers last night at the Garden, 120-113. Jason Tatum with 25 points for the Celts. The Bruins will play the Devils in New Jersey tonight. The Patriots will host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday at 1. Now, Gerard Mayo was asked yesterday, the Chiefs have lost two in a row. They're angry. They had that game last week. What about Patrick Mahomes coming in to Gillette so angry this Sunday?
You know, honestly, we don't really get too concerned with stuff like that. We just know if we go out there and play well, that will give us a chance. So if those guys come off a loss or we're coming off a loss, it really doesn't matter. You know, you have to battle complacency when you win a lot of games. And we just expect to get their best shot every time an Andy Reid coach team and a Bill Belichick coach team go against each other.
Gerard Mayo of the Patriots. In high school hockey tonight, Swampscott opens up against Beverly at Salem State at 7:30. Big Blue coach Gino Fea tells MSO Sports that he likes what he has seen so far from his team in their scrimmages.
So I liked what we did. We had two scrimmages. We had Dover, Sherbo, and Weston, who they were a pretty strong team. They had the depth and very aggressive team, skated well, but we lost that one 4-2. But the guys, they're playing hard. They're playing hard. We're doing everything a little bit better. We're, you know, stronger, faster. We're shooting better. And again, defensively, which is a big thing for us, we want to play better team defense. I think we're doing that. We just, you know, early in the season, we just got to, you know, make sure we eliminate some of our turnovers. Because it just seems like any time we have a bad decision with the puck, turnover, the puck ends up in the back of our net. So we want to try to clean up on that area. We had another scrimmage against Hudson, 4-3 victory. We won it with, I think it was 8 seconds left. So guys are off to a good start. Again, you know, just we got to be well-conditioned this year. Guys are buying in. They're a great group. They're all close-knit. And like I said, they've been together for a while. And good senior group, which we'll be relying heavily on. And we got, you know, a couple underclassmen that also, you know, much improved, get some experience last year. And we're looking for them to contribute as well.
Swampscott boys hockey coach Gino Fea. In our sports post up on the website from last night, we have scores in basketball and also a Salem State men's basketball victory details as well. That's all in our sports post here on the website.
This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Wednesday, everybody, and be sure to stay tuned next for North Shore Today Extra, a unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company ExoBath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.
With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now happy to be talking with Swampscott High School hockey coach Gino Fea. And coach, welcome back to MSO. I'm ready to go here with the game season opening up on Wednesday.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rick.
Yeah, great to talk with you. You guys had a strong season last year, and what did that mean coming into this year, Coach? How much carryover is there from season to season?
Definitely, I think the tournament experience will help. You know, these guys have been together for 4 years. We have a senior-heavy class, and to go from 3 wins the previous years to get to 12 last year was a big big step for the guys. It gave them a lot of confidence, got some experience. Everyone got playing time. And we're hoping that a little bit of playoff experience will, you know, give them a little jump and hopefully, you know, repeat of last year by making the tournament first and foremost.
What was the strength, what was the strength of your team last year?
Last year, we had some good offensive players. We had some scoring, guys that could score, but we also had guys stepping up on D, as well as we got good goaltending last year. So this year, again, I think we get some guys that return that can put the puck in the net. I think we'll be a lot stronger at D this year than we were the previous, as everyone's getting that extra year of experience. Our senior guys, we got three defensemen that we'll be leaning on. Captain Quinn Hitchcock, Frankie Papalotto, and then Ben Tolosa. All of got plenty of varsity experience. And then we got a sophomore, Jason Rothwell, who's really come along, big improvement. So we're looking for those guys, and then we got a utility guy, Joey Pilot, that's going to kind of swing between D and forward. So we got a lot of experience back there, and again, the goaltending's you know, keeps improving every year. So,
well, that's
hopefully that continues.
That's the thing they say. You know, it's like in baseball, it's up the middle, and in hockey, it's from the goaltending out. Tell me now about the seniors that you have, because what I've been reading is that you've got a good nucleus back, maybe a little thin in terms of depth that you have to you know, fill in with new guys. But let's start with Derek Fea.
So Derek, he's also senior captain this year, forward, plays the center position. You know, we're going to lean on him a lot this year, as we are most of our seniors. He's going to log a lot of ice time. It's good on the PK, the penalty kill, as well as power play. And then because of our lack of numbers this year, we're going to be, you know, we're pretty much a two-line team. So the guys are going to, they're going to have to go. They're going to get a lot of ice, and hopefully they're up for the challenge.
I know. It's those sprints, man, is something else, but the kids seem to be able to do that. What about the off-season? You in touch with the kids during the off-season overall?
Yeah, they've you know, they skated together over summer. They did a little summer camp. They also got into a summer league up at Essex Tech. So most of the guys, they've been doing stuff, you know, from the summer on. Also, they did a fall league with the SNS Blades, the Midgets. So I think we only had one football player. So everyone's, you know, been skating, good to go, and hopefully we just stay healthy and avoid any kind of injuries or anything.
What'd you find out from scrimmages?
So I liked what we did. We had two scrimmages. We had Dover, Sherbo, and Weston, who they were a pretty strong team. They had the depth and very aggressive team, skated well, but we lost that one 4-2. But the guys, they're playing hard. We're doing everything a little bit better. We're, you know, stronger, faster. We're shooting better. And again, defensively, which is a big thing for us, we want to play better team defense. I think we're doing that. We just, you know, early in the season, we just got to, you know, make sure we eliminate some of our turnovers. Because it just seems like any time we have a bad decision with the puck, turnover, the puck ends up in the back of our net. So we want to try to clean up on that area. We had another scrimmage against Hudson, 4-3 victory. We won it with, I think it was 8 seconds left. So guys are off to a good start. Again, you know, just we got to be well-conditioned this year. Guys are buying in. They're a great group. They're all close-knit. And like I said, they've been together for a while. And good senior group, which we'll be relying heavily on. And we got, you know, a couple underclassmen that also, you know, much improved, get some experience last year. And we're looking for them to contribute as well.
Well, I'm sure one of the things that you understand about this group is when a coach has a family member, it presents different challenges, but it also presents some great experiences. So and you get the kid to know the kids a little bit better too, because you know, of the relationships that the kid has, that the son has had with the other kids. So it sounds like a tight knit group. And coach, I guess finally, ordinarily, you know, based on last season, your first two games would seem like cupcakes, but I'm betting that Beverly is probably pretty improved, as is Rockport, going into a sort of a bigger co-op.
Yeah, both, exactly. You know, the first game, Beverly, they're much improved. They were young the last couple of years, but now that they're getting older, stronger, faster, all that, and they got more depth. So that's going to be a big challenge. It's a league game, conference game, so, you know, important game for us, but it'll be a good test for us to see where we're at, because, you know, I think they're going to be a team to reckon with this year. And same with Rockport. Rockport's got some guys back, and obviously they got some of the Hamilton-Wenham guys with them, so that's going to make them that much stronger. they're always a gritty team. They play hard, physical game, and you know, so our first two definitely going to be tough tests for us, and they'll kind of gauge, see where we're at.
Finally, Coach, Northeastern Conference, along with the Cape Ann League, always shown very well, getting into the tournament and so on. How do you look at the conference? Who do you think will probably end up as a other than Swampscott, some of the other top teams?
Well, you look at Winthrop; they're always there, year in, year out. They're, you know, I think ranked number 3 in the D4. Then Gloucester. Gloucester's going to be strong. They got a big senior class, a lot of guys returning with some firepower on the offensive end. Masco. They were always good. Actually, I mean, the whole conference is going to be pretty strong, pretty tough. Marblehead, year in and year out, they just seem to replace guys regardless of who they lose. I think Danvers is going to be stronger again. You know, so you kind of go down the whole week. Peabody, Saugus will be strong. Everyone's going to be, I think anyone can beat anyone on any given night, and it's going to be one of those things where whoever's on top of their game.
Well, one of the premier games on Wednesday night is Triton and Winthrop, both with wins already, and Danvers is opening up against Masco. Masco's opening up against Danvers, already a win, so you're right. Competitive league, both between the Cal and the NEC. Coach, I appreciate your taking the time. I hope to talk with you many times this year, and wish you great success, and I hope the young kids are able to get some experience and help out as well.
All right. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
That's Gino Fea, who was the Swampscott High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.